The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. This is the audio version of the one-page article I cranked out on Erev Yom HaKippurim on October 4th, 2022, entitled Yom HaKippurim 5783, Musings on Erev Yom HaKippurim Anxiety. Now, I have a little preface here, which is that I was not sure whether this lent itself to being a one-page article or if this should have been a full article. And the reason why is because I am making reference to lots of concepts which I don't explain in the article. And really, that was my justification for ultimately choosing to write it as a one-page article. Namely, that I am convinced that everything I'm writing is true. In other words, there are true statements here that are I don't think challengeable based on the sources, but I'm not explaining any of them. Okay, so it's one of these situations of Hamevin Yavin, one who understands will understand, that if you are familiar with the theories of Kapara and Teshuva and Din and Zechuyos and Nevonos that I've written about in past years, then I think this article will be a chiddush for you in a way where you'll see where I'm coming from and what I'm getting at. And if you aren't familiar with those concepts, I still think that you'll find this to be a chiddush in some way, and that you'll find enlightenment, and perhaps you'll plug in your own ideas of Kapara and Din, and you'll still find value in what I write. So having said that, here is the article. This morning, I woke up, realized it was Erev Yom HaKippurim, and was filled with existential anxiety. I didn't utilize these past 8 days of the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah as much as I could have. I haven't done my best to maximize my potential throughout the year. I have so many flaws and fall short in my Avodas Hashem in so many ways. But then I had a very simple epiphany. The Din, the judgment of Yom HaKippurim, and the Kapara, the atonement of Yom HaKippurim, are two separate phenomena, and one is not necessarily dependent on the other. By the Din of Yom HaKippurim, I am referring to the judgment on humanity, which occurs on Rosh Hashanah and is finalized on Yom HaKippurim. This Din pertains to, quote, health and sickness and death and life and other human circumstances, as the Rambam writes in his commentary on Rosh Hashanah, chapter 1, Mishnah 4. The Rambam explains how this Din works in Hilchos Teshuvah, chapter 3. Quote, each and every human being has zechuyos, merits, and avonos, iniquities. Someone whose zechuyos are more than their avonos is a tzaddik, righteous in terms of this judgment. Someone whose avonos are more than their zechuyos is a rasha, which means wicked in terms of this judgment. Half and half is a benoni, one who's in the middle. Just as the avonos of a person are weighed against his zechuyos at the time of his death, so too each and every year, the avonos of each and every person are weighed against his zechuyos on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. One who is found to be a tzaddik is sealed for life, and one who is found to be a rasha is sealed for death. But the benoni hangs in the balance until Yom HaKippurim. If he did teshuva, he is sealed for life, but if not, he is sealed for death. End quote. Although it is natural to feel anxiety about how our din will turn out, I realized this morning that such anxiety is inevitable since, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah chapter 3, quote, this weighing of the zechuyos and avonos can only take place in the mind of the God of minds, and he is the only one who knows how to weigh the zechuyos against the avonos, end quote. In other words, there is a fantasy at work here beneath the surface. The anxiety makes us feel that if only I had prepared adequately, then I would enter into Yom HaKippurim with the assurance that I'll receive a good din. In truth, such security is impossible. To the contrary, the more perfected a person is, the more uncertain they will be about their din, since they'll have a more accurate grasp of what perfection entails and how far they are from that ideal. While this state of mind can be productive insofar as it spurs a person to do more teshuva and mitzvos, it is sheer folly to think that there is a way to avoid feeling anxious about one's din. At the end of the day, none of us knows how our din will turn out. In contrast, the kapara of Yom HaKippurim is available to the entire Jewish people regardless of their din. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah 1:3 writes, quote, at a time when we do not have a Beis HaMikdash nor a Mizbach Kapara, an altar of atonement, all we have is Teshuvah. Teshuvah brings kapara for all transgressions. And the day of Yom HaKippurim itself brings kapara for shavim, i.e. for those engaged in Teshuvah. As it is stated in Vayikra 16:30, for on this day he shall atone for you, end quote. The Torah does not say, for on this day he shall atone for tzaddikim, or for those who were sealed for life, but rather for you, that is, for all of Klal Yisrael, provided they use the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah to be involved in Teshuvah, as the Rambam clearly stated, quote, if the Beinoni did Teshuvah, he is sealed for life, but if not, he is sealed for death. Footnote. Contrary to what it may seem, the Rambam does not mean that Yom HaKippurim only provides kapara for the specific sins you did teshuva on. See my article entitled Yom HaKippurim 5780, Kapara as a Means to an End, for an elaboration. The kapara of Yom HaKippurim is not tied to the outcome of our din. Unlike our din, which is fraught with uncertainty, kapara is guaranteed for those who engage in teshuvah. It is for this reason that we can declare as a praise, not as a request, in each of our tefillos, quote, "Blessed are you, Hashem, the King who pardons and forgives our iniquities and the iniquities of his people, the family of Israel, and removes our sins every single year, King over all the world, who sanctifies Israel and Yom HaKippurim," end quote. Kapara is within our grasp. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.